time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Our KFMO Classic Series continues next Wednesday, June 19th, with a rebroadcast of a volleyball Region 16 semifinal between the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals and Jefferson Lady Vikings, a game in which the Lady Cardinals swept the Lady Vikes in three sets and would move on to the Region 16 championship game the following day, but would more importantly punch their ticket to the Midwest District playoffs. That would be played the following week at Iowa Western Community College. Of course, the Lady Cardinals would punch their ticket to the national tournament, but it all started in the semifinal of the Region 16 tournament when the Cardinals trailed set 3, 22-12, before turning it around and winning it extra points. You can hear it on Wednesday at 6 o'clock at AM 1240 KFMO as our second KFMO Classic. Our KFMO Classic series rebroadcasts some of the best high school and MAC broadcast games from the previous sports season. You can find out more online at kfmosports.com. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals and Pittsburgh Pirates had Game 2 of the series on Wednesday. Here's John Rooney and Ricky Horton with the Cardinals Radio Network and the Redbird Recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Busch Stadium, the Cardinals were able to even the series at a game apiece with a 4-2 victory. Let's start with Sonny Gray, Ricky.
He was outstanding. He only threw 84 pitches in 7 innings of work. That's hard to do. He was really tough on the Pirate hitters, and the Cardinals were able to get timely hits. They got 3 big hits with runners in scoring position en route to a 4-2 win.
A run in the third, 2 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth. Ivan Herrera was right in the middle of that with a 3-hit night. He scored a run, had a stolen base, and Nolan Arenado's having some series.
Love to see Nolan swinging the bat the way he is. He's also playing very good defense, and the Cardinals had a much-needed victory yesterday.
A 2-hit game in game 1, 3 hits in last night's game for Arenado. We have the Cardinals and the Pirates in the rubber game of the series today. And on the mound, Mitch Keller, 8-3 for Pittsburgh. Lance Lynn, 2-3 for the Cardinals. Our broadcast begins at 12:20. We'll have the first pitch at 1:15 from Busch Stadium.
Guys, thanks. Card starter Sonny Gray says it was a focal point to throw strikes and not give up runs due to walks.
If we're going to get beat, like, we're going to get beat. Like, we're not going to continue to do the same thing that we've been doing. We're not going down like that.
Card catcher Ivan Herrera says starting pitcher Sonny Gray commanded the strike zone and it was crucial to his success.
He bring the all Sonny, and he being same thing we're talking about. Stay aggressive in the zone. We don't want to walk, guys. And I know he hates it, so. For me, it's just stay in the middle, calling the right pitch, and just staying there with him.
The Redbirds and Pirates wrap up the series today. The rubber match at 12:20 on B104.3. First pitch at 1:15. Other MLB happenings that feature Central Division teams. The Cincinnati Reds beat Cleveland 4-2, while the Chicago Cubs topped Tampa Bay 4-3, and Milwaukee gets a win over Toronto 5-4. Other happenings, Baltimore tops Atlanta 4-2. Colton Cowser's 8th inning, 2-run shot propelled the O's to victory.
We're blanking teams. We're putting up a lot of runs. I think we're continuing to find ways to win ballgames. Bullpen's been great. Hitting's been great. Starting pitching's been great. I think that's really all you can ask for.
San Francisco gets a win over Houston 5-3, and San Diego scores 5 runs beating Oakland 5-4. The Minnesota Twins beat the Colorado Rockies 17-9. The Twins had 24 hits. Washington beat Detroit 7-5, and the New York Mets top Miami in an NL East showdown 10-4. The Seattle Mariners over the Chicago White Sox 2-1. Boston beat Philadelphia 8-6, and the New York Yankees score 6 runs in the first inning as Jose Trevino homered in the opening frame.
I think that's huge for anybody, any team. You want to be the ones, especially being the visitors, you want to punch first. That way your pitcher gets in there, gets comfortable, and can attack the zone freely.
The Yankees beat Kansas City 11-5. The Los Angeles Angels over Arizona 8-3, and the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers topped the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-2. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC is at FC Dallas on Saturday with a 7:30 kickoff. And the NASCAR Cup Series is at Iowa Speedway on Sunday for the Iowa Corn 350. Josh Berry on the expectations for the first Cup Series race at Iowa.
I'm not really sure. I think that, obviously they've had to do some work on the track, so it'll be interesting to see how that looks and is once we get there. But I think Iowa will be a really good track for the next-gen car, just with the progressive banking and the, just the different lane options that we'll have. I think it'll, maybe if, we'll just have to see how the patches are and how that all works. Hopefully that, we can move around some and have a put on a good show. But I think it'll be a really really fun, a fun event for sure.
The NASCAR Cup Series at Iowa Sunday on KFMO with the Motor Racing Network at 5. The green flag waves an hour later. An NBA final, Game 3 was last night. The Boston Celtics are a win away from their 18th NBA championship. They beat Dallas in Game 3, 106-99, staving off a furious push from Kyrie Irving's 35 points and the Dallas Mavericks, who were without Luka Doncic late in the fourth quarter. He had fouled out. Jason Tatum had 31 points, and Jaylen Brown added 30 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. The Celtics are now 7-0 on road games in the playoffs.
We've been in those positions, and we've lost. So it was great to overcome that with my brother Jason and the rest of our team. That was special.
Game 4 of the NBA Final is Friday at 7:30 on ABC. Boston looking to sweep the Dallas Mavericks. And at NHL, the Stanley Cup Final, Game 3 is tonight. Florida up in the series, 3-0. They're at Edmonton. Puck drop at 7. In other NHL news, the St. Louis Blues teased on Wednesday of a major hockey operations announcement Thursday at 10 a.m. We'll keep you posted in our afternoon sportscast at 5:15 on KFMO. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.